The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us toll free, although we have no obligation to take your calls. That's kind of what we do. So that's what's kind of the point of Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up anything you want to talk about. The reason why we're talking about obligations tonight is because there's a Michigan court decision that has determined very recently that there is no obligation to provide you or your kids with any kind of adequate education. No quality required when it comes to Michigan education. And I suspect that other courts would decide similarly were the question brought up in your state if you don't live in Michigan. And we've heard from some educators here tonight. And of course, we'd be happy to hear from you if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get back to the original story about that court case. But we actually heard from a teacher who is in New Mexico, and he told us that tenure isn't really a thing anymore in a lot of places for government school teachers. And while I believe him on that, and a quick Google does reveal that there are some states where tenure has been repealed, where it did exist previously, and then it was repealed. Of course, tenure is the idea that once a teacher is there for a certain period of time, in California it was, I believe, 18 months, then they're basically locked in and you can't really fire them unless they burn the school down or something like that. They really have to go out of control in order to get fired from a tenured position.
I don't think California is the best yardstick for the way state education systems are run in the United States, but I think it's interesting that it has been reversed.
Well, that's what I was about to say, Mark. We hadn't talked about that in the last hour. There was a story, so a quick Google, one of the first stories I'd seen was from 2014, where a California district court judge ruled that tenure was unconstitutional. However, just in the last month, so 2 years later, just in April here, 2016, story from the Los Angeles Times. In a major victory for unions, a California appeals court on Thursday of this, this is again about 2 weeks ago, reversed a lower court ruling that had thrown out tenure and other job protections for the state's public school teachers. The case was being closely watched across the country by those who argue that allowing administrators to more easily fire bad teachers would improve schools and student performance. Right now, there are a series of job protections that can be invoked before school districts can remove a tenured teacher. So now those protections are still in place. Tenure still exists in the state of California because of this appeals court ruling. So California Teachers Association President Eric Hines said, quote, "I think it's a win, certainly for educators, but also a win for students. The trial never made the connection between the harms that the plaintiffs were alleging and the statutes that they were challenging. I think the laws have been working," end quote. The Teachers Association was a defendant in the case, along with the California Federation of Teachers and top state officials. Lawyers representing the plaintiffs vowed to file an appeal with the state Supreme Court. So this thing is not over yet. Lead counsel Theodore Boutros Jr. said, quote, "We came to court to defend the rights of California's public school students and will continue to do so despite today's temporary setback." It overturned the 2014 ruling, which we talked about in the last hour, in Vergara versus California, which held that several key job protections for teachers were so harmful they deprived students of their constitutional right to an education. And again, in that particular ruling, the judge sided with the plaintiffs. He claimed, that judge, was that the effect of the rules was to allow ineffective teachers to keep their jobs and then subject students, especially poor and minority students, to inferior schooling that could stunt their futures. I'd love to hear from you on this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because one teacher made the point in the last story when she was arguing for the tenured protections was that she's going to bat for the students and she's going to bat for this and that in front of the, you know, the school board. And she's got to feel like she can do that without being afraid of losing her job because the administrators are going to target her for her teaching activism or whatever.
I'm not for or against tenure. I think that it's a perversion of the marketplace, but it has, it has good and bad aspects to it. But I will say that tenure is just, to me, it's moving deck chairs around on the Titanic.
You want to get rid of the entire government school system, and I agree with you.
Not entirely get rid of it, but I would say that restructure it to the point that it looks nothing like it does today.
Well, you want to change the funding mechanism, right?
Once the funding's changed, the buildings wouldn't go anywhere.
That's
I'm not talking about raising buildings.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'd say give the buildings to the teachers, the janitors, the administrators, everybody. Let them run a school.
Employee-owned business. Why not?
They're experts in running a school. Let them run a school. But don't force me and my child to pay for it. I don't want to. One thing I'd like to point out is that the teacher called in earlier, said that he had called in from New Mexico and that his state hadn't been a state for 100 years, and New Mexico was brought into the Union in 1912, so slightly over 100 years. If he was talking in hyperbole, then I would say, hyperbole obviously can't be accurate, but I wouldn't say he's entirely inaccurate. But another thing he pointed out is they probably didn't have government schools before statehood. Here in the Constitution, reading Section 1 of Article 12, a uniform system of free public schools sufficient for the education of and the open to all the children of school age in the state shall be established and maintained. It goes on to talks about permanent school fund and all this other stuff. The only state in the union is New Hampshire that doesn't mandate government school in its constitution.
But there was a court decision that said something about them having to do it, right?
Right. There's a Claremont decision in the mid-90s, and I can't remember exactly what the year was, but in the mid-90s that basically interpreted the idea that we cherish education, and seminaries, by the way, that we cherish it means that we are mandated to provide a quality education to every child in the state. Now, I hope to see that overturned, but at the very...
And they actually use the word quality in front of education?
Yes, they do.
Interesting.
According to the courts, the legislature has failed to provide that since that time. So in the mid-90s, they mandated that it was provided, but then it is now the mid-teens.
20 years later,
and they still haven't provided what they call a quality education. Why?
They can't. They're the
because
government.
Because the government schools are a monopoly, and monopolies provide poor customer service. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you this. Here's one thing I can't come up with. I can't defend my rhetoric around competition to the point that I can say, how come other government schools in other places can provide so much better government education than United States schools can? This is what I can't quite wrap my head around. So if you look at, Scandinavian countries and these kind of places, they're providing, supposedly, kick-butt government schools. And I'm certain they're providing them under the same funding mechanisms or similar ones to what the United States is. Why do the United States schools score so poorly on industrial nations against other industrial nations than others? Because basically, our socialism sucks worse, is what I'm saying. Now, I would love to compare United States private schools against Scandinavian schools and see how things go. Because private schools, it makes all the difference in the world. Once competition's in the marketplace, well, wham, service goes way up.
Yeah, I would like to see what you're talking about. I mean, I would like to hear from someone in Scandinavia maybe to suggest why there is such a discrepancy. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Parties on both sides viewed the decision as a bellwether for the nation. This, again, the decision in California determining that tenure can stay around in California, that teachers can and should have it. Similar litigation was filed soon after in New York, and on Thursday, just before the release of the appellate decision in California, another lawsuit was filed in Minnesota. On one side are teachers' unions and their allies, who say that well-protected teachers make for strong student advocates. On the other are philanthropists and others who criticize unions as defenders of a failed status quo. In California, those union critics turned to the courts because teachers, ranking among the state's most powerful interest groups, have been able to block substantial revisions to the laws that protect them. And from the start, many Vergara supporters saw victory as a long shot, but reasoned the effort at least would keep teacher unions and allies on their defensive and call attention to the parts of the system that they wanted to change. And then, let's see, for the plaintiffs, by the way, did prevail initially at trial in a ruling that made headlines across the country. The decision by the judge nullified the state system of awarding tenure at the end of an instructor's second year on the job. The judge also struck down the practice of last in, first out, which typically results in districts laying off less experienced teachers during budget cuts, regardless of how well they perform in their job. So it's all about how long you've been there, not how good of a teacher that you are.
Terrible.
The tenure system seems insane to me. And while I agree with Mark that, you know, we just need to get rid of coercive education, meanwhile, I support getting rid of tenure. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
Live, the live Sunday edition. You can bring up what's on your mind, and it's education is what we've been talking about so far here tonight. But you can also take control of the airwaves with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And there's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare, like you, who are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. It's folks standing up for their values, letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com or call 800-722-8041. Let's go to Stephen. He's in California. And by the way, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go for it.
I was just listening to your podcast from yesterday about the issues of transgender going in different bathrooms and how big of a deal it is in some places. And I just wanted to say that in San Francisco, we've actually got parks with open urinals. They don't really care what you are or who you are. It's no walls or anything like that. So it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Well, there's some kind of coverings. I mean, you stand there and you pee in these. I can't remember. Yeah.
You've seen these?
Well, it's they've got a term. It's a French term, and it's somewhat upsetting to say on the radio. What's the terminology? It's like a piscatorium or something.
You know, I don't really know what the term is. I just checked it out reading the newspaper. I haven't seen them personally, but I know that they have them. And there's no covering or anything. What I believe is it's just right out in the open. It's to deter people from
the picture I saw
on the walls and, you know.
The picture I saw had, you know, it was, yes, people know what you're doing, but they can't precisely see what you're doing, I guess is how it goes.
I just searched for open air urinal in San Francisco, and there does appear to be some kind of a barrier between, like, maybe like a half moon barrier, basically, not covering like a full circle around the person, so you can still see the person's backside, but you, like when they're standing in this thing, but if you were looking from the front side, it would be blocked by this sheet or whatever it is that's in the way. So, Stephen, you've only heard about these. You've not actually seen them in action?
I haven't seen them in action.
Thanks.
I just thought it was interesting because I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and bathrooms in Walmart and Target are obviously four-walled. There's not even a backside to these ones, apparently. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing is on the internet there's these memes. It's somebody looking underneath a stall in a bathroom and just checking to see whether you have a penis or vagina. Thanks, have a nice day. You know, I mean, if you care about this issue, you're really sort of an invasive bathroom Nazi.
Yeah, absolutely. To go out of your way that much to really figure out what's going on in that stall, kind of ridiculous.
Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, certainly you're always welcome to call later on, even if we're not on the topic tonight that you were wanting to talk about. You can bring up anything anytime here on Free Talk Live. And I do have a story about these open-air urinals. Mark, go ahead.
It's called a pissoir.
Really?
Yeah, is what it's called. P-I-S-S-O-I-R-S.
Story from the Associated Press. This was earlier this year in February. An attorney representing a group of civic organizations has sent a legal claim letter to the city of San Francisco threatening to sue if the open-air urinal in Dolores Park is not removed in 20 days. So I wonder if they actually did file the suit, so we'll have to check on that.
People are just so disturbed by this. To go pee.
The concrete circular urinal, which is out in the open and screened only through plants for privacy, was installed in the iconic park last month to the approval of some. They said the park's meager three toilets led some to relieve themselves in bushes and on buildings. But the backlash has already started, with six civic groups teaming up in a letter to the city that says the urinal must go. They claim the urinal is a flagrant violation of the law and basic public policy. It's unsanitary and discriminates against women and children because it's not designed for females.
Oh, dear. There's a place for men to go pee that women can't go or something. What?
Quote, this is more than stunning and disgusting. It's a human regression of mankind. Regression.
Is this why my wife gets so upset when I just wander outside?
Does she get upset? You've got 11 acres. It's not like your neighbors.
I'm not walking the whole thing to do it.
Yeah, but it's not like, my point is, it's not like you've got neighbors right next door who are going to see you whip it out and pee all over the place.
I wouldn't say upset's the right terminology. Perhaps somewhat nonplussed.
He goes on.
We've got pigs in the house right now. We've got two baby pigs that we had to take in because they got right. ill and their mom won't take them back. And now when I have to take them out like every 3 hours, so I just take them. All three of us go out to pee.
If this is not stopped, said the Pacific Justice Institute's representative, this will become the norm in San Francisco and spread to other cities. Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, called it a, quote, new low, even for San Francisco. It's also blatantly illegal, he said. The city has not even attempted to comply with its own ordinances, much less state or federal law. We intend to hold them accountable. Public urination is bad enough. Spending taxpayer money to promote it is indefensible. Others don't agree. San Francisco resident Aaron Cutler told news station KNTV that after the urinal was installed, quote, honestly, we were ready to go pee anywhere, so any facility is better than none. San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department spokeswoman Sarah Madlin said Thursday the urinal cost? Concrete urinal, basically a circle that you walk into with a little screen surrounding half of it vertically. What do you think?
What a hole that like sort of leads to the sewer?
The picture of it is so far away. I can't really tell you if there's a hole.
It's
got
to go somewhere, so I'm going to assume that it hooks into the sewer somehow, probably with a P-trap. Do you know what that is?
I know what a P-trap is, yeah.
A P-trap is that
stops the gas from coming back from the sewer.
Yeah, it's a sort of a snake in the line. Right. So I would imagine that it just sort of fills up with whatever's deposited there and, you know, leaks in, that kind of thing. It's probably not particularly, good smelling, but it's probably not terrible either. I would say, let's see, this is the government, concrete, $1,000.
$15,000.
Holy macaroni! How do they do it? They continue to amaze me.
Yeah, it's a surprise sometimes.
Hardcore libertarian, they can surprise me too.
So far, they claim there have been 5 emailed complaints about it.
Oh, boy!
Representative from the San Francisco City Attorney's Office was not available to comment. The open air urinal.
A giant city like San Francisco, 5 people have complained. Yes. This is terrible.
The open-air urinal is part of a $20 million renovation plan that has now put more than 24 toilets in Dolores Park, along with other upgrades. So they said they were going to sue if they didn't remove the urinal in 20 days. That was back in February. So presumably that lawsuit was filed, because I doubt they are going to just smash up this urinal because someone threatened a lawsuit. So we'll see if we can find out more about the status of the open-air urinal, or maybe there's more than one now in Dolores Park. I'd also like to see more photos of how exactly this thing works, because the photo, maybe about 10 feet away, it's hard
to
really
see. It's not complicated, buddy.
Where it goes, that is the fluid. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about the open-air urinals that apparently exist in San Francisco, which is a new thing for me. I can't say I've ever heard of something like that before. It's basically a concrete urinal costs $15,000 for the city to install, and it's kind of like a half circle, maybe a little bit more than a half a circle, like a horseshoe, I guess, kind of shape to it at its base. It doesn't look particularly tall, so you would definitely have to make sure to aim downwards at, I presume there's some sort of crack between the concrete jutting up from the ground and the concrete floor, the slab that it's on, that you can, you know, that the fluid can then drip down into or whatever, where it's presumably goes into the sewer from there. But some people are upset because they say there's really nothing blocking the view here, even though there appears to be some kind of banner that is hanging from a metal grate that's surrounding in this sort of horseshoe setup. I don't know how better to describe this. But
well, there's, I mean, you can, if somebody's standing there, you know what they're doing, right? Like their
yes.
hands are reached down towards their groin area. And
you would be
are,
able to see the stream, too, as well, if yes. you were looking.
And likely what's going on is this is a small park in a big city, doesn't have the room for, you know, the budget or the room for some large, you know, expenditure.
Well, they added bathrooms. The same report we were just reading from said they had added bathrooms as well.
So what's
so
the
they
reason
added
for this
this
thing?
In addition to the bathrooms.
Okay. Well, if it gets people to not pee outside in the park, I suppose that it's a benefit, right?
Okay, there is a drain. I've finally gotten a closer photo here. It's actually a drain in the center-ish area, maybe a little bit closer towards the wall of the unit. And that's pretty much how it empties out. So people are upset about this. There's apparently a threat over a lawsuit as well. And if you're in San Francisco and you've got an opinion, would love to hear from you. And apparently there is a group that has now sued. And actually, it's an anti-gay group that has sued San Francisco over the public urinal. So they've followed through with their threats here. Life for an anti-gay activist can't be easy in San Francisco, according to Queerty.com. Where do you find the time to oppose everything those smiling, fun-loving gays are getting up to at all hours of the day? One such group, the San Francisco Chinese Christian Union, has even upped the ante of homo offense, targeting the city's latest attempt to address a stinky situation at Mission Neighborhood Hangout Dolores Park. The SFCCU, which has previously been described as an anti-LGBT hate group, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, is suing the city to remove Dolores Park's pissoir. What is a pissoir, you ask? It is essentially a hole in the ground. You've got to love the French. The outdoor urinal is located at the corner of Church and 20th Street in an area popular among gays for its prime city views and affectionately referred to as Gay Beach. It was installed as part of a major park renovation and intended to deal with the overwhelming public urination during the park's busy days. And yet the SFCCU finds the newly installed urinal to be offensive to the senses and grossly unseemly. They may have a point with the unseemly charge. The pissoir certainly won't win any beauty pageants. Would it have killed the city to plant a shrub on the other side of it? We're all about cleanliness, but we'd rather a train full of people didn't watch us as we relieve ourselves.
I'm with you on the planting some shrubs around it. That's probably a good idea. But shrubs do take some time to grow.
But offensive to the senses?
The fact that this thing costs $15,000 is what offends me.
By $15,000, you could transplant a fully grown shrub
right.
in there.
It's just,
that could have been included.
This is just concrete. I mean, it's nothing. Who?
Yeah.
Why?
Concrete
only,
and a pipe. And a
only
fence.
Government could pay $15,000 for something like this. You should be able to live in something that costs $15,000.
But offensive to the senses, writes Queerty.com? Really? You know what's offensive to the senses? The foul stench that results from the combination of hipsters and PBR sprayed across the park's western steps whenever the weather inches past 70 degrees. Quote, the open-air urination hole violates the privacy of those who need to use the restroom but would be required to expose their bodies and suffer the shame and degradation of urinating in public view. The complaint reads, well, wait a minute, you're not forced to use this thing. There's still a bathroom at Dolores Park. Apparently, they added some bathrooms to this park in the very same renovation that brought this open-air urinal, or the pissoir, as they're called. So you aren't by any means forced to stand in public and urinate. It's an option. So I don't think that claim is going to hold any kind of water whatsoever. Going on, though, the story from Queerty.com, the so nudity in any form is shameful and degrading? There's that church talk we all know and love. It should also be noted that along with the pissoir, and the city installed a brand new spanking set of bathrooms a mere 30-second walk away for those who are the pee-shy among us. We know it's satisfying to be offended, but we suggest they spend their time on something a little more, for lack of a better word, solid.
So this reminds me of a post that happened on Free Talk Live. Are you familiar with this post that's gotten a million views on our page?
No.
Okay, so it is tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day.
Really?
Yeah, somebody decided that that was the case.
Excellent.
And at least they didn't pick January 2nd. They picked May 2nd, right? Now, I don't know how the people in the Southern Hemisphere feel about May 2nd being World Gardening Day, but May 2nd here in New Hampshire should be okay unless we have, you know, some kind of rainstorm.
Yeah, okay.
And there is a picture from this article of two people who, you know, are not offensive naked, right? Like, most, the vast majority of us naked, suboptimal. These people, they look pretty good. Now, you don't see nipplage. You don't see groin areas. You just see people who don't have any clothes on. You'll see the...
Now, what is this, a promo photo or something?
Yeah, it's just a photo on the front of an article
okay.
about World Naked Gardening Day.
Okay.
So, you know, he's buff, and you can see his nipple. It's okay to see his, though. His is fine.
Oh, that would never turn anyone on at all. A right. naked man or a topless man. No, no one ever.
Buff, right, yep. And reasonably tan. She, you can see her. She's reaching up to do some pruning, and you can see some under boob, and you can see that, those boobs are pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see the shape of her, buttocks.
Yep.
But not a clef. So, I mean, this picture, we've gotten complaint after complaint on our Facebook page.
I want you to take this down.
Oh, jeez.
I want you to take it down.
Are we going to get a 30-day ban now?
No, Facebook has had held to their guns on this one. But
okay.
It's just funny. I find this offensive. What's
offensive? Wait, now they actually write a complaint? They actually send a message?
In some cases they do. Other cases they just have sort of an automated thing. When it's automated, you often don't even know what person is complaining about. You have to sort of go on conjecture. But we have had, we've been banned. You know as well as
I do. Yeah, we have.
We got banned for sharing a Facebook page. This picture.
That's right.
It was the, I don't know what they were, the parking meter fillers down in some Australian town who wear bikinis or something.
Yeah, and the meter maids.
Somebody complained about pictures of women in bikinis on an article, on a Facebook page that we shared. It's not our page. We just shared the page, the Facebook's page. They banned us. Was it 30 days or 7 days or whatever it was? I can't. It's been some time since we got our last banning, but... We got banned for that. So am I expecting a ban? Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on. But it's just stunning to me. People are complaining about the idea that somebody might be naked.
You're referring to the Surfer's Paradise meter maids, by the way, which are still in action down there in Surfer's Paradise, Australia. They have been around for decades feeding people's meters. So long before there were Robin Hood of Keene in New Hampshire, there was the meter maids, which are basically babes that they wear bikinis, and they're in this beach town in Australia, and they were hired back, I think it started in like the 60s. Where this brilliant entrepreneur hired these girls, you know, who otherwise would probably be working at Hooters or a strip club or something like that, good-looking ladies, to go around in bikinis feeding people's expired meters and thereby preventing parking tickets from being written. The entrepreneur was getting money from the businesses in downtown along this particular strip where they were working in order to pay for the feeding of the meters, to pay the girls to do it. So it was actually a profitable organization, amazingly. So it's a great story. Check them out. Surfer's Paradise Meter Maids. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD. 866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. From open air urinals to teachers and tenure, we can talk about all of those things. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Baltimore police have shot to death, I believe. Maybe he's not dead yet. Anyway, they shot a young man.
You're rooting for it.
Age 13. No, I'm definitely not rooting for it. This is terrible. And he was holding a replica gun. This is according to Carlos Miller at photographyisnotacrime.com. You can join us here. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. You can also save big time. 20% is easy to save on pretty much anything you want to buy over at saveitpurse.com. Now, that connects you with Amazon. You load up your Amazon wish list into saveitpurse.com. It imports all those items, and then you select your discount. So if you want 20% off, you choose that. It'll get fulfilled, in my experience, relatively quickly. If you want more like 30 or 40% off, then you might have to be waiting a little bit longer. You can also get an instant guaranteed 5% off as well with saveitpurse.com. So it's super easy to use. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So this is a great reason to get Bitcoin. Head over to bitcoin.com to learn about that. And when you're ready to get started and save big time on Amazon purchases, go to saveatpurse.com. I don't know if there's more to say about this open air urinal or the education thing. I think we've been through all of that. Unless, Mark, there's something else you
want to
add.
Well, we barely even read the article, but if you want me to.
Was there more that you wanted to share from the Michigan court decision that basically says that there is no right to a quality education in Michigan?
Let me give the quote from the ruling. I think that okay, is sure. Compelling here. In a 2-1 decision, they reversed an earlier court's ruling that there is a broad and compelling state interest in the provision of an education to all children. That was the original ruling. The appellate court said the state has no constitutional requirement to ensure school children actually learn fundamental skills such as reading, but rather is obligated only to establish and finance a public education system, regardless of quality, waving off decades of historic judicial impact on educational reform. The majority opinion also contends that judges are not equipped to decide educational policy. This ruling should outrage anyone. This is another quote. There's two sets of quotation. Yeah. This ruling should outrage anyone who cares about our public education system, said Carrie L. Moss, executive director of the American Civil Liberties of Michigan. The court washes its hands and absolves the state of any responsibility in a district that has failed and continues to fail its children. The decision dismisses an unprecedented right to read lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Michigan in 2012 on behalf of 8 students of nearly 1,000 children attending K-12 public education in Highland Park, Michigan. The suit, which names as defendants the state of Michigan, its agencies charged with overseeing public education, the Highland Park School District, maintained that the state failed to take effective steps to ensure that students are reading at grade level.
They don't have to.
So apparently, I don't know how things are going in Michigan generally, but it sounds like they don't have any obligation to provide you with clean water or with the ability to read. I mean, these are sort of things that people would fundamentally expect their government to do, and at least in Michigan, they're falling down on this. Now, I would say that governments are failing to do that all over America, and that's why people are buying, water filtration systems and, bottled water.
Hopefully take your kids out of school, because, this is something you should have done if you care about freedom, is get your kids out of the government school. There's all kinds of reasons for it. One of them being, you can't get a good education there. Another one being they might get beaten up or whatever, and further, there's all kinds of, the teachers might snitch on your students, or the students might accidentally say that you've got marijuana in your house. You could get arrested. There's all kinds of crazy stories. Your kid could get arrested for bringing a butter knife to school. Zero tolerance is a thing. I mean, it's just, why would you want your kids there?
Well, I think that people are of the conclusion generally that they would rather send their kid to another school that wasn't the government school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an issue of finances.
Yeah, that's
always
true.
Finances. They've been robbed for their whole lives for property taxes that go to fund these schools, and they're like, I'm going to get my money's worth out of this by sending my kid to the worst school in a given geographic area.
That's such a crazy statement, though. You're not getting
your
money's worth out of it.
It's so nuts.
But you can't get your money back, so that's the problem. The money is sunk, and it's gone. They've stolen it from you, and they're going to take the same amount or more next year. So, sorry. And so really the question becomes, what do you do about this? Obviously, if you can afford to take your kids out, you should. Maybe unschool or homeschool is a much more affordable option, from what I understand, than actually sending a child to a private school. So homeschooling and unschooling is just much more affordable. And
well, it is. It depends on if both parents earn good money. But if both parents earn good money, then perhaps public school is the way to go.
Why would public school be the way to go?
I meant private school. Excuse me. Private school is the way to go. I went to private school, and it really, other than being a better education, and it certainly was a better education, that the teachers cared more about the students, it had many of the downfalls of government schools. I hope to avoid with homeschooling my son. I don't know whether to call my stuff homeschooling or unschooling or family-directed learning or whatever terminology we use, but we don't have a curriculum. My goal is to simply teach my son how to read and how to voraciously go after new information.
I think that besides getting your kids out of the government schools, as far as changing things goes, you're not going to change the system in your lifetime. Certainly not in the students' tenure or whatever, their time at the school, the 13 years they'll be in the government school system. You're not going to change one iota of the school system, even if you work your butt off for 13 years within the school board and the school system. Even if you get elected to the school board, you're still one of several seats. You won't have any kind of deciding vote likely on anything important at all. So it's almost impossible to change the system from inside the system. the odds that you're going to successfully get elected to state representative and abolish government education is also very, very slim. So that leaves a lot of parents in that difficult decision of, well, what do you do about this? How do you retain the money that you're currently being taxed to send out, unless there's some magical voucher program, or unless the schools are abolished tomorrow? Then that's just not, you know, neither of those things are likely to happen immediately. I still want to know, when are parents going to come together in some sort of coalition, and rather than stamp their feet, just go ahead and refuse to pay property taxes? If you got 10 families in one city refusing to pay property taxes, or at least the school portion of the property taxes, and then they're going to, what are they going to do? Steal houses from 10 families?
Isn't that what's happening in Detroit? I mean, aren't
throw 10 families out in the streets?
Well, they're not doing that in Detroit. In Detroit, as I understand, there's some large percentage, like a third of the people aren't paying property taxes already.
Yeah, what's happening there?
Because basically, their houses are worth $100 and property tax on that is $1.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not paying, and Detroit's not doing anything about it, I can tell you that. But then again, it's Detroit, and
right.
You know, nobody wants anything their town to be anything like Detroit.
I still think mass tax civil disobedience is the way to go, because there is a strength in numbers, and you don't need the strength of majority in order to make a, you know, a difference if you were to do it that way. But the problem with that is it, you know, requires putting your house on the line, which most people aren't willing to do, and most people who have a house don't actually own it. It's the bank that owns the house, and of course the bank in
or
one
the
of their
landlord.
Well, right, I meant people that own houses, but the bank that owns the house usually requires in the mortgage terms that you pay the taxes.
Sure.
So you basically, unless you own it free and clear, then you can't even participate
in
it.
The American dream is slavery. Slavery to banks. Oh, used to the bad service from the government and the good service from the private sector that, I mean, it's just it's frustrating. I don't have particular solutions. To me, the best thing you can do, pull your kid out of the government school system.
That's the immediate best option.
Yeah.
But I also think that moving to New Hampshire and getting together with other people who have a similar mindset as you will open up new opportunities. Even if it's
hasn't
not
done it in 10 years,
that's not true at all, Mark. There are I believe are liberty activists here who are running their own school, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they're paying property tax.
I'm not talking about avoiding property taxes. Okay. I'm talking about your next best step. You said the best step would be to pull your kids out of government school.
Well,
I agree with you there.
You can find good schools anywhere.
I agree with you that pulling your kids out of government school is the best step. That's the first thing you can do. But if you want to find a community of people who actually care about liberty, that's here in New Hampshire. There's nothing like that anywhere else.
True.
And if you want to get together with other homeschoolers, there's a very vibrant homeschooling community here that's not just made up of libertarians.
Our group of liberty activists is so large that they've in fact turned on each other and are attempting to eat their own. They kicked you out of the Free State Project not too long ago.
Yeah, well, that's just how it goes when you get groups of people together. Some of them don't get along. And especially when you're talking about a group of libertarians.
Their nerds at school have created their own club, and they're now kicking out other nerds.
Yeah, that's what happens, Mark. This is people, and it shouldn't surprise anyone. It really shouldn't. And nor should
it surprise.
And nor should it. No. And nor should it turn people off. Look, if your libertarian group grows to larger than 30 people, you're going to have conflict within that group. Period. That's how it's going to work.
Maybe getting libertarians together isn't a good idea.
If you're not ready for that, then you're not ready for human beings interacting with one another. So get over it and deal with it, or just shut yourself off in your mom's basement and then don't, you know, pretend like you can have any effect on anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm still here despite being kicked out of the free.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.